across the Civic Media Network.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Police in New York say they found three shell casings that have been matched to the gun recovered on the 26-year-old suspect in the shooting death of the United Healthcare CEO. Meanwhile, acquaintances of Luigi Mangione from high school, college, and later say this isn't the man they knew.
They're saying that that's a completely different person than the Luigi Mangione that they were used to. Described him as a thoughtful person, a capable person.
A missing American found alive in Syria. The United States believing it might be Travis Timmerman, who went missing around 7 months ago from Hungary. This is more families look for their loved ones after the collapse of Bashar al-Assad's regime. FBI Director Christopher Wray announcing yesterday that he'll step down from his role shortly before his former boss, Donald Trump, takes office next month. This is Trump named Kash Patel as his replacement more than 2 years before Wray's term was set to end. President-elect Trump set to ring the opening bell on the New York Stock Exchange today. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM. For 98.3 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. A man who allegedly faked his own death and went to Eastern Europe now faces a charge of obstructing an officer. 45-year-old Ryan Borgwart appeared in court Wednesday afternoon, where a judge entered a not guilty plea on his behalf. The criminal complaint said after faking his drowning death in Green Lake, Borgwart took an e-bike to Madison, where he hopped a bus to Canada and from there flew to Europe. Green Lake County is seeking $35,000 to $40,000 in restitution for wasting the county's time and resources in searching for him. The freezing cold temperatures are back, but meteorologist Brittany Merlot says beware before you step out onto the ice.
Practice proper ice safety as temperatures cool down. Some sheets of ice may look safe to walk out on at first glance, but not every body of water has been cold enough for long enough at this point in the season. Residents planning to get out on the ice for some fishing should check with their local fishing clubs, bring the proper safety equipment with them, and tell people where you're going and when you expect to return. Remember, you need at least 4 inches of thickness to walk out on safely.
The Grand Oshkosh will undergo a $10 million expansion and remodeling project. This week, the Oshkosh Common Council approved a memorandum of understanding that says the city will pay for half of the expansion, and the foundation that operates the Grand Oshkosh will pay the other half. City Administrator Mark Roloff.
The purpose of the MOU is to really memorialize that fundraising effort. In order for them to be successful in a fundraising effort, are going to need to go to donors and say, the city's in for this. And so with that knowledge, then they have a better chance of fundraising.
The city also agreed to extend the Grand's lease through 2045. I'm Lisa Hale, 98.3 WISS News. For news anytime, log on to WISS.FM.
The Bucks head to Vegas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks found out last night they'll face the Atlanta Hawks in the semifinals Saturday of the NBA Cup in Las Vegas. Tip-off time 3:30. Atlanta beat the Knicks in New York 108-100 to qualify. College hoops, the Badgers on the road against the Butler Bulldogs in Indianapolis. Game time Saturday at 1:30. Last night in Green Bay, the Milwaukee Panthers beat the UW Green Bay Phoenix 88-67. The Phoenix now 2-9 under Doug Gottlieb. NFL, Packers defensive back Jaire Alexander back and expected to play after missing the past month with a knee injury. The Packers in Seattle Sunday night. Luke Musgrave returned to practice. Jordan Love on seeing the tight end finally doing some drills after ankle surgery in early October.
Yeah, it's been awesome to see Luke. He was out there in pads and whatnot doing some individual stuff today. So, you know, had a tough injury. Didn't know when he was going to be back. And it's awesome to have a guy like that back out there.
That's Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Sunny and cold today, but not as windy as it was yesterday. We'll get to around 10 for a high this afternoon. The wind west at 10 to 20, down to 5 to 15 this afternoon. Tonight, clear, 1 below. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 23, with some rain and snow tomorrow night into Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, 4 below zero.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain.
Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Jeffrey from Madison.
I worked for the city of Madison for 34 years. Act 10 cost me $42,000.
Yep.
In 1977, the state of Wisconsin passed a law that says public employees cannot strike. With Act 10, now we can't bargain for working conditions and benefits, so they basically turned public employees into second-class citizens.
Yes.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt and Air on Air.
And former Green Bay Mayor Jim Schmidt and Madison film critic Rob Thomas joins the show, who has likely seen Jim's pick.
Nightlight with Peach.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the city of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Welcome back to Mino and Mayor, live from Simple Life Hospitality's house at 1167 Shadow Lane in Green Bay, in the shadow of Lambeau Field. And once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
And if you're driving down Lombardi, it's got the big Favre, like when he won the Super, or threw the first touchdown pass in the Super Bowl with
That's
the helmet
perfect,
up.
Isn't it?
It's perfect.
It's perfect.
Perfect.
This is an awesome location.
Awesome,
a lot of good
location.
Locations.
We'll talk more with Michael from Simple Life Hospitality about how come on down now or after the show. We've got all kinds of great food for you and things like that, and find out what you need to know if you have a little bit of an interest or a lot of an interest in renting out your house for the NFL draft or Packer games.
Talking side hustle.
Oh, I got to ask one thing. We got to ask him. So you're really big into linens. Obviously, you are. You're big into linens.
I mean, listen. The listeners know. Every time
everybody
they text
knows.
In,
I think
this could be
other
linen
stuff.
Story.
So was the mayor
Michael
for a while.
Brought some
I had
did
a
you
business.
See those?
Yeah.
They're like so heavy. That's like a real high
that
quality
is, that,
linen.
It is. Yeah. It's awesome. And it. Yes.
You weren't here for it yesterday, John.
It was,
but
John,
the,
it was,
the look on Jim's face when he brought those linens
like,
in,
yeah.
It was like Christmas
it's
when
like
he was
see,
5 years
it's
old.
Like,
I believe
and the
it.
Pony
cash.
Came, right? It's like
wow.
When he first got Star of the Pony.
Are those ones that are going into your house when you rent
yeah.
it out?
Yeah.
You're
darn
wow.
right.
Nice. Going Brad on my Toll, Discover Green Bay in the house.
Good morning.
How you doing, buddy?
Great.
We talk about the NFL draft, how exciting it is, who's going to get drafted, 32 teams, who's going to go first, second, third, fourth, all the way. But the business side of it is as exciting to some of us as the draft is. To some of us, even more so.
Yeah, it really is. And the impact, I think we don't even realize how big this is going to be. We've never had an event even close to this size in the community. But boy, we look at Detroit and Cleveland, Kansas City, the impact it's had on those cities is immense. And, is you know, we're a little smaller than right. these big metro markets.
Right.
For a community our size, it's unimaginable.
And you put together something that people
this is
ask,
really
they call
cool.
it. You have a business resource kit.
How to get your business draft ready.
And I think this is good that this is out in print, available right now, because, you know, it's Christmas and then the Super Bowl, and it's like, holy mackerel, the draft is in 30 days. You got to start doing some stuff now.
Yeah, it's 133 days away, but who's counting?
Who's losing sleep? Huh?
Yeah, but we've had so many people calling, asking questions
right.
that we really thought a guide like this would be helpful. And, you know, it's anything from protecting the IPs, the intellectual property of the NFL and Packers.
Right.
We've seen, you know, logos that have come out that's basically the NFL logo with someone else's initials replacing the NFL. A little bit of a problem there.
I told Johnny not to do that.
I had a laugh, though. You know, my walking route now. I walk past the bars downtown in Maine. I don't know if it was the college.
That's not Maine. Oh, down there? You go that far?
Yeah.
They're putting a deck. Yeah, that's going to be very active.
In the big window, it has like the logo. It says, welcome, the unofficial draft headquarters of the Green Bay Packers.
Right? Those guys would do that down there. Yeah.
Those are some things that we're trying to help businesses understand.
Yeah. Kind of
what you can do, what you can't. It's actually on the greenbay.com website.
Okay, I want to start with the draft area. Because this is really cool. It's a business resource kit. And it's got all the questions and answers.
Promotional
in here.
Resources.
How to take advantage when you're an hour from Green Bay. Right. What if your business doesn't appeal to a typical sports fan?
Right.
This is great.
Yeah.
And people need that because, like you said, the last thing you want is someone to do something and then get closed down or the county, yeah. I guess, is smacking some pretty good fines
on
people.
We're a lot friendlier than the NFL attorneys. So we'd rather be the ones that say, oh, yeah. You may need to tweak this. And really, a draft is not... You know, anything that anyone has any kind of trademark on. So draft is fine. Yeah. Green Bay draft, you know, welcome to the draft.
Right.
Draft fans, that's all fine.
Yeah, we've got a few things, Brad, but we're going to keep it under wraps until we get the financing squared away. But this is going to be fun for people. I mean, to have it here, you know, we got to lean into this because I think it.
Yeah.
Side hustle money, we talk about, you know, some of the schools are closed and we've talked to a couple of teachers that are going to. Even if you just waitress, bartender, why not, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, a lot of times we're looking just at the economic impact that comes from that week. But there'll be 50 to 70 million people watching this on TV. That's a commercial. I mean, imagine trying to buy that commercial. And it's all over the United States,
like
all
the
over
Super Bowl,
the world.
Like buying a Super Bowl commercial.
Yeah, and I mean, we market and advertise and sell the community. This is like... a dream to have that kind of coverage. So that impact we hope will extend well into the future.
Just we get on there, just we'll buy a 15 second commercial. Just please, everybody watching, send me a dollar. That's all I'm asking for.
Maybe $2.
I'm stuck in radio. Please help me out. And
I like that you got a do's and don'ts.
Yeah, the things that you can do, the things that you can't. And, I mean, it's just to get people thinking. Obviously, it's not the all-inclusive list. But to get that conversation going and have people think a little bit about it.
You'll probably update this as time goes on, too.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, that's the beauty of PDFs on a website.
You know what's weird, though, Brad? Right. And you know, we were just talking with Jeff about it and the guys from Ashwaubenon, Nick and Joel. But This is only, you know, you could say, okay, we're hosting the NFC Championship game and that's huge. Or we're hosting this and that's huge. But this is something that'll never happen again. And you got to pretty much get it right this one time. There's no second chance.
Yeah, that's very true. You know, the NFL, one of the guys that's working on some of the logistics and whatnot, we were visiting with him. And, of course, we're a little... have a little bit of anxiety over everything. And he was telling us he was leaving to go down and work on the Super Bowl in New Orleans, his 27th Super Bowl.
Yeah. Wow.
He did the one with Brett Favre that we went out in New Orleans. It's like, oh, well, I guess you've got this covered. You know what you're doing. So
and
they've been wonderful to work with.
Great. This isn't competitive. So people who've had it, they're not competing with Green Bay. So they want to help you.
Yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
I mean, you talk about reaching out to Kansas City and a couple of these other Detroit.
Yeah, people in our industry, destination marketing, the convention and visitor bureaus in those communities have been absolutely fantastic. And we will be as well. We've been already talking to Pittsburgh about, you know, our experiences. Cleveland was wonderful. Kansas City, Detroit. Some of these ideas actually came from Detroit.
Right.
And we've kind of made it a little bit our own and added some things.
I ask a quick question when you mentioned Detroit?
Sure.
Okay, so I watched every day of that draft, okay? I used to live outside of Detroit and everything. So I thought that was cool that, you know, when I was down there, Detroit was considered the worst city in America. It really and truly was. And it's great to see them, as much as I can't stand their football team right now. It's great to see. By the way, did you see what happened to the guy that went after LaFleur the other day?
Yeah.
Lost his season tickets.
Yeah.
Good. He deserves it. But anyway.
No mercy.
But have you been able to figure out any numbers? Because, okay, you watch the draft on this day, and then you watch it the next day, and it looks like the same round of people, and the guys from Ashwaubenon were saying it's about 50,000. Is it generally 50,000 different people every day, or is it 50,000 people in total that come to the area? Have they given you any kind of a formula on how to figure that out?
There is some that'll carry over. That okay. Maybe they're all 3 days. They come with their spreadsheets and, you know, are tracking everything. Definitely the first day is the biggest.
Right.
Second day is still very big.
Absolutely.
The third day on Saturday, it turns to more locals and families.
Okay.
Which is really awesome. And the NFL is looking at doing different things on Saturday. The bike parade will likely be on Saturday. They're doing a market kind of thing, playing off from events in Green Bay to try and promote what the community is like outside of game day. So there'll definitely be some repeats, but there'll be new people that come in on the weekend.
Okay.
Versus the, you know, the crazy fans that'll be there on
Thursday. That's what I was wondering.
But people are excited about this, but then some people think it's too big for us. Anything you're concerned about? I mean, I've talked to you before about this. Yeah. You seem pretty confident.
Well, yeah. the old argument, the old thing was, would the Packers ever get an NFL draft? And the same thing would always come out. No, there's not enough hotel rooms. And that's where Michael's company and everything is filling that niche.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, with short-term rentals, with the hotels, and people are used to, in a major market, traveling an hour, you know, or more to get to the venue. So we have a lot of housing in northeastern Wisconsin. It'll spread down to Milwaukee and into Madison. I mean, we go down to Milwaukee and Madison for a day trip, it's definitely doable. And, you know, there'll be challenges, certainly, with traffic as some of the roads get shut down and whatnot. But it's 3 or 4 days that are going to benefit the community for years to come. So we ask for some patience and some grace, and it'll be an awesome time for everyone. And I think one of the things I'm most excited about is, having gone to a number of these things, trying to get it to come here, to have our residents have this opportunity.
Yeah,
they may not be able to get to LA or Vegas or some of the places that have hosted the draft. It's like outside our back door.
Yeah, I agree with you on that.
And it's great.
Yeah.
It's a huge opportunity. So I hope people in Green Bay and the surrounding areas take advantage of it when it's here.
I think this town's just going to embrace that like a Super Bowl. And that we probably won't have, right? I mean, we don't have the Class A hotel rooms for I don't talk about the
Super
Bowl.
We're too small for that.
Right.
But we can be in it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's no problem.
I'm okay with that. I'll take that. I'll take that over hosting it. Brad, what other stuff is going on? I mean, Discover Green Bay is a huge organization. You got stuff going on all the time. Anything in the near
term?
We've
got, actually, next year is an awesome year, even outside of the draft. We have the YMCA Gymnastics Championships. We'll be in the Rush Expo almost about the time the draft is moving out.
Oh, wow. Nice.
And Jordan Chiles was just announced as being one of the speakers at the opening event. We've got a massive bowling event that's coming in as well. The Ladies National Championship, but then it's followed by the Junior Gold.
Oh,
3,800 youth bowlers and their families all over the country.
People can say what they want about bowling. That's huge.
It's huge.
That is huge. You posted that before. Are we, because I remember the lanes.
Not one this big, but
okay.
We posted different bowling events. But this one's kind of a granddaddy. It's sort of a Super Bowl when it comes
to bowling. I think that's awesome.
To bowling, yeah. And I mean, they bowl once a day, and the rest of the time they're looking for things to do. It's perfect for tourism.
Well, I think Green Bay, and you know, and Jim, you were part of this as much as anything, for all the negative flack you guys had to take about building the Resh and doing the whatevers and doing the whatevers, I hope you guys sit back and end up blowing smoke and say, hey, I told you so. Look at what this has done for our community.
Yeah, it's a small town, but we can take anything on.
These things wouldn't be coming without those buildings.
Exactly. Yeah.
So thank you, Jim.
You have the girls' basketball and volleyball here in town.
Oh, that was
fun coming here for that.
And we're after more.
You know, I think, Brad, that's a good point what Johnny said, though. But when people come here, it's like, ugh, Green Bay, but they love it.
Yep.
I remember that girls' basketball thing. It was unbelievable,
huge.
The feedback we got from that.
All right, can you stick around, Brad?
I can.
All right, cool.
We got to set our quick break. Steve, take us out, 1975.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
Edgar Sawyer gave his home to the city of Oshkosh for the benefit of the public. In 1924, the Oshkosh Public Museum first opened its doors. The museum has grown since the 20s, including the addition of the Steiger Wing in the 80s, with expanded gallery spaces and dedicated archives. Be sure to check out the newly remodeled second floor with contemporary Native American art and Tiffany stained glass windows. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 4:30. Plan your next visit this weekend at OshkoshMuseum.org.
It was time to make our own Christmas traditions. For years, we've been trekking to both sets of in-laws, both Christmas dinners. It was just too much. So this year, we started to look for a place to get together in Alexandria, Minnesota. Christmas lights that will light up our kids' faces, a new adventure, create some wonder. It makes us wonder, why didn't we do this sooner?
Start planning your time together in the Lakes area. Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political, by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me.
Great song from the 70s.
You just don't realize
what you do to me.
He's scary that we know all these.
I know. It's our era right here.
Yeah.
Good job, Steve. Good job. Brad Toll is with us right here, Discover Green Bay. Let's talk about the hotel situation versus the home rentals like we have here.
Sure.
Well, let's just talk about it can work. I mean, I think if we wouldn't have Airbnb, we wouldn't have rentals, we wouldn't have Simple Life, I don't think we could host the draft.
Yeah, I mean, it plays a huge part in our being able to host these things. You know, certainly keeping people in our community is good. And when they're staying in hotels, when they're staying in short-term rentals, those are people that are all here buying goods. And actually, a lot of times in short-term rentals, they're going out and dining in the area, but they're also buying goods from other businesses right. in the community. So it's expanding the economic impact that comes from having events like this and having people in our community.
And you as Discover Green Bay, which is regional, the governments, too, are involved, right, with in terms of permits and inspections and Airbnb.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I don't know if that's changing a little bit. Is there a website for that? Do you cover that in your resource kit?
Yeah, pretty much greenbay.com/draft25 is where most everything is. If people have more questions, certainly they can reach out to us, and we'll get answers for
right,
them. Even
right.
if we don't know, we'll figure it out yeah. and get an answer to
that,
them.
We talk about, and I think it's great that you have this out right now. The draft is, what did you say, 135 days away?
133.
But now's the time to think about that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, because even getting your house ready, you know, you got to have smoke detectors and all that. But, I mean, and Simple Life has helped us a lot
coded,
with that.
Doesn't it? Or
huh?
Don't you have, yep. Don't they give you a list of code things?
Yeah, there's on the website, it says, I think, rent your home. And it tells you how to do it. And if you don't want to mess with all that stuff, Simple Life is one of the great options
right.
that is out there to do a lot of that work for you.
Right.
So it makes it very, very easy. That is all on the website as well.
Okay.
Won't be long. We'll start putting information on about Uber and Lyft. Obviously, we'll need some people.
Opportunities.
We're thinking about doing that. Again, easy to do. It's easy to get set up with Uber or Lyft. It's all online. And then if you want to just drive during the daylight, not at night, you can put in the hours you want to drive. That's a pretty cool thing. And the other thing I think where people can make some cash, I was talking to somebody I work with, this DoorDash.
Yeah.
There's some, and then you don't really have people in your car. You just have food. And
yeah, exactly.
You can make like five.
Argue with you or anything.
Michael, you're joining us here. Step in on this. Is this like maybe the only place in the country that would have to do a lot of Airbnb type things, you know, home rentals, the way you're doing it to people? Because, you know, we're just not a Kansas City or a Dallas or a Chicago type thing. I mean, this is an important aspect of it, isn't it? Because there is always that argument, Green Bay can't host anything big because there's not enough hotels.
Yeah, I mean, obviously Green Bay, is a smaller city than some of the other major cities that hosted the draft before. But when you look at what's happening in the short-term vacation rental industry in general, it's huge. And it's not just the draft. I had someone call me the other day and asked if we could rent houses out around the Meadowlands for the World Cup in 2 years.
Oh,
you know, and it's something we don't obviously have houses there. But what's happening is this is catching on, and more people are seeing the opportunity. Augusta is a great example.
Yeah.
Every year where people are leaving their homes in Augusta for that week during the Masters and, you know, getting $5,000 to $10,000.
Well, that's what all the players do now. They rent their houses.
Players are renting.
They don't stay in hotels anymore.
No. So it's happening all over. But I'm glad that we're here because we do give people that option to stay in a house.
Mm-hmm. And I think what's cool about a house, and hotels are great, kind of if you're and your spouse or somebody, but if you want to be with your family, the kids, I mean, this is great. And you can sit, like, look at this house right here.
Together.
Right. And they get their own bedrooms yet. You can sit around at
somebody
coffee.
Can come out here. I mean, what year do you think this house was built, Brad?
Oh, gosh.
50s?
I would think so.
Probably 50s or early 60s, maybe.
Probably 60s.
60s, okay. And this is a typical Green Bay house right here. This is a Green Bay house right here. And to see how you can convert it, just spiff it up a little bit, but just the whole ambiance of the Packers and the garage is set up for big screen to watch everything. You don't have to have this, you know, $900,000 house. You can have this house of, what, 1,600 square feet, maybe?
Exactly. And I think the location, you know, this house, the one you guys were at over on True Lane the last time, I mean, these are perfect homes. I mean, you look at the backyard here. I mean, you can't beat the location of what's going to happen behind us in April. So,
but that's the thing. I think people might have that conception. I say, oh, my house isn't. No.
Yeah. No, yeah. Without a doubt.
But with that said, you're not going to take any house. I mean, you want to. You got a reputation. The city's got a reputation.
Absolutely.
I mean, we would like to show people. This is great. And I think John's point is, there can be 1,400 square foot homes. There also can be 3,500 square foot homes.
Mm-hmm. There can be. And I think, you know, we do a really good job. Our team on the business development side does a really good job of I would say vetting the home. But I guess that's what we're really doing, is making sure that it meets certain standards and quality. It doesn't have to be across the street from Lambeau Field. We just picked up a really beautiful home 2 days ago. We were talking about on the show yesterday down in Manitowoc, you know, 40 minutes away.
Right.
But it's perfect for what we want for the upcoming draft, and it's exciting.
Well, Brad, this has got to be exciting for you. You've been here, what, 20 years?
Yesterday it was 18 years.
It was 18, okay.
Yeah.
I remember when you started here, and from Minneapolis, and is this the biggest thing, Discover Green Bay, VCB, that you're doing?
Oh, yeah, no question. You know, experience over in the Twin Cities with All-Star Games for the Wild and whatnot. But, you know, again, bigger cities, bigger organizations over there. This is, for a community our size, it just doesn't get better than this. This is basically our Super Bowl as a community.
Yeah, but we couldn't do it without you. I mean, we need the people to make it happen, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's the NFL's event.
It was 8 years of begging and pleading.
What was that moment like when you got, how do they tell you? Do they call you?
Yeah,
email
Texas,
or what?
Right? Yeah, we ended up, we were with the Packers when they said it's coming to Green Bay.
Wow.
And we still show that video of Roger Goodell coming to Green Bay and making the announcement that we were the first pick of the 25 draft from
That's
the
awesome.
NFL. It still gives me goosebumps.
Oh,
I've seen it a million times.
Brad Toll, give us again, tell us how to find this business resource kit, which is very cool. How to get your business draft ready.
GreenBay.com/draft25.
It's great. It's got every question you'd, you possibly
thanks
ask.
Thanks for doing this. So. Yeah. Well, it looks great. And we can always update it, too, as things progress.
Have you worked out anything for Jim and I? Any role? I mean,
a side hustle? We're working on
you
it.
You can sleep on the floor with us over at the visitor center.
Jim, there's one word in Jim's lexicon that he never uses. Volunteer. We got to set a quick break. Brad Toll, thank you very much.
Thanks,
Brad.
Thanks for the invite.
When we come back, a familiar face and voice will be joining us back after this.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 98.3 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. It's time for the annual holiday traffic safety campaign, Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over. The Brown, Outagamie, and Winnebago County Sheriff's Offices are joining law enforcement agencies from across the state on this holiday campaign. Melissa Kay has more.
From December 11th through New Year's Day, officers will patrol in greater numbers for longer hours, watching for impaired drivers. Last year in Wisconsin alone, there were over 5,900 alcohol-related crashes that resulted in 159 deaths. This campaign is about saving lives and preventing needless tragedies during the holiday season. If you plan to celebrate this holiday season, identify a sober designated driver or find a safe alternate way home. If you encounter a suspected impaired driver, call 911 and provide as much detail as possible on the driver, vehicle, and location.
Across the state, school districts and families are trying to find solutions to book bans. The latest fight is in southeast Wisconsin. Stuart J. Wattles has more.
Debate continues in Menominee Falls over the banning of a kindergarten book featuring same-sex parents. A family is calling on the state to overrule the local school district's decision. The couple is pushing for the return of Love Makes a Family to the elementary school library. The district says discussions about same-sex couples are part of their curriculum in the third grade. The state DPI has been asked to intervene.
The Green Bay Botanical Gardens Garden of Lights holiday exhibit will be closed tonight due to the forecasted frigid temperatures. Today is expected to be sunny, but very cold, with a high of 10 and wind chills dropping well below zero. The Garden of Lights will reopen as usual on Friday. I'm Lisa Hale, 98.3 WISS News. For news anytime, log on to WISS.fm.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Even though the parents have already been met several times, there is talk of a new Meet the Parents chapter. Deadline reports that actors Robert De Niro, Terry Polo, Ben Stiller, and Blythe Danner are in talks to appear in the new film. Most of the producer team is returning, but there is no one attached yet to direct. Details about the plot are being kept hush-hush. What on earth could this possibly be about? I'm guessing family-related discomfort. We are learning a lot about Jamie Foxx thanks to his new comedy special on Netflix. In addition to addressing his stroke a couple years ago and the 20-day coma that followed, Foxx used the platform to announce that he is done dating white women, adding humorously that he will no longer eat potato salad and raisins. Before you judge him, if you are, I'm done dating white women too, mostly because I'm married to a white woman who loves potato salad. I don't get it either, Jamie. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Sunny and cold today, but not as windy as it was yesterday. We'll get to around 10 for a high this afternoon. The wind west at 10 to 20, down to 5 to 15 this afternoon. Tonight, clear, 1 below. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 23, with some rain and snow tomorrow night into Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 2 below zero.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Michigan man leads lawnmower chase. I'll stop, says the suspect. Instead, he reaches under the seat and pulls out a gun.
Shoots himself in the hand.
The deputy has his taser trained on him, and yes, he tased him.
I'm not advocating for crime, but boost something that goes faster than cop on foot.
Matinee on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Mino and the Mayor here. A little Build Me Up Buttercup from 1969. Got to get the puker voice in there a little bit there. Right? Hey, we're at 1167 Shadow Lane. We're here at Simple Life Hospitality. You can come and check it out. We're going to be here till noon. We got food for you like you can't believe. It's unbelievable, the setup. And you get a chance to see what a house, a normal type of house in Green Bay, converted into a Packer-type house, and it's going to be rented out for the NFL draft. It's really cool. We got some very, very special guests. Tammy Elliott.
Good morning.
Introduce your cohort.
And I'm along here with Emerson Lehman, my Action 2 News this morning partner.
Good morning, everybody.
And who else, Tammy?
And a big surprise, the one and only.
We need some music for this. We need something. We need an intro. Like a something like that.
The one and only.
No. That's not it. You got to find me. Boots with the fur.
Did you hear the laugh? Murphy in the morning, back
hey,
in
good
town.
Morning, everybody. Hello.
Wait, I wanted to change your name to Murphy, now retired.
Yes.
Murphy
yes.
in retirement?
That's the first time I held a microphone in like a year.
I haven't quite figured it out yet.
Yeah. And how is retirement going for you?
You know, pretty good, actually.
I hear that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Your golf game's better?
Well, that's a little sketchy.
What's it like playing at Pebble Beach?
Right.
That was amazing.
I mean.
Unbelievable.
Wow. I saw those pictures. It's like, that's unbelievable.
It really was. It was a trip of a lifetime. It was fantastic.
Wow. Yeah. Well, it's great to have you guys all here. Yeah. It's super.
It's great to hear about Murphy's fun and the sun. And back here, Emerson was just telling us how he was jumping his neighbor's car this morning because it was so cold out.
I'll tell you what, I just got in yesterday from Florida. And last week, got up really to walk the dog. Couldn't believe how cold it was. 57 degrees.
Oh.
Wow. How do you get back?
How do you leave the house?
I had to put a jacket on the dog. It was like
that. That was a short walk for that dog.
It was a 75-degree temperature change from Monday to Thursday here in Green Bay.
Yeah, because I've been in touch with everybody back here, and everyone's saying, oh, it's beautiful. It's in the 40s. It's going to be nice. And when you get it, I was like, oh, my God. This is unbelievable.
Well, I went deer hunting in the UP one day. It was 54 degrees.
Yeah.
On, like, November 20th. I mean, it's crazy. But now we're paying for it right now.
Yeah, but there's still no snow. It's a lot better than it used to be. I'm going to get to Florida someday, and I'm you happy down there? And that's a big move.
It is.
You were here for what, 30 years?
Yeah. Well, we're just there part-time in the winter. But
you're a snowbird.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, it's great. I mean, the weather's been, that cold spell kind of got down to Florida a little bit, too.
Yeah.
So, like, this morning down there, it's 32 degrees this morning.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So,
which part of Florida are you?
Fort Myers.
Did you get hit with the hurricane at all?
Yeah, a little bit, but we're enough inland where we have to worry about storm surge.
Start dying out a little bit by the time you got here.
It's just wind issues at that point, but, yeah.
So, Tammy, first thing I said to you, if nobody knew where anybody sat here today, would you know where I sat?
Absolutely. I walked over and I was looking at the leftovers on the floor. That is a constant. Some things just never change.
Like I said, somebody asked Larry McCarron one time what it's like sharing an office with John Mino and said it's like sharing an office with a rodent.
Oh.
Wherever the dog goes.
Right, exactly. Glad you're enjoying the food.
Yeah, you guys got to help yourself. It's phenomenal food.
It is great food, and they have some great sandwiches. And we're looking at Todd doing our show, and I look over at John. Mayonnaise all over his microphone. At 7:22, I'm like, oh, my God.
Tammy and I could count that on 18,000 hands.
Absolutely.
Seen that?
That's happened before? Yeah, all right. Well, it's new to me.
Need a cleanup crew. After
yes, we see that. Yeah, he's motioning over to Nikki. Like, bring the broom. I'm like, do it yourself.
I don't know where the broom is. How do I know where you have a broom?
He's like,
nobody knows where you have a broom.
Right. So, Emerson, how are you doing? You were down in Chicago for you were nominated for some big-time award
last time you were on the show. Our morning show was.
Okay,
we were nominated down there.
That's awesome.
Did not win,
that's
unfortunately,
all right.
But an awesome experience. Great to be down there.
Chris Roth won a big award, right?
He did. He won the Emmy, yeah. So he was successful down there for a story he did on the veterans. Headed back to Vietnam, and he was very honored to win that.
Was it Normandy?
Normandy? Oh, it was Normandy. My bad. Sorry. I knew it was one of the veteran stories.
Guy's 20 years old.
You follow closer than I did. No, but they were.
Well, I had a really good friend that went on that trip.
Perfect.
He's 100 years old and he went on the trip.
Yeah, they were super happy. They heard from the veterans that were a part of it too. So very, very happy.
That was huge for them. So Murph, what do you miss about radio? Anything at all?
The friends and the fun and things like that. But otherwise, not too much, you know.
Getting up at 4 doesn't...
No. Still got it fairly early, you know, because the dog's got a life of his own, so...
Hey, yeah. I will pay for this. A picture of Murph carrying the little plastic bag with his dog.
Every morning.
I will
morning.
Put it on my Facebook every morning. Because he's the last person in the world. When we knew him, Tammy... Is he the last person in the world that would go for a walk at a cold winter morning with a little bag for his dog?
Yes, and I will say, like, the whole thing about germs and a little bit of your cleanliness. Mm-hmm. You definitely have a thing about that, which I respect, sitting next to Mino.
One of us had to be, yeah. But, no, you know, it's just, it's part of the gig, you know, so it's fine, yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah,
awesome. Good for you.
So, no, we like it. Enjoy it, having fun. A lot of great people down there, and... Obviously, this time of the year is when you really start to appreciate the
weather. You know, yeah. And Emerson and Tammy, Channel 2 is great. I mean, you guys are still number one. People listen to you. And I just want to say that Bill Jartz is coming to the community shelter where I work to serve a meal. We have the celebrity servers. And he's I just want to compliment you on not just being this, like, in the tower news person. I mean, you guys are out there.
Oh, we appreciate that. Yeah, we're a legacy station. The second oldest, I believe, right, in Wisconsin. Well, and second oldest.
100 years old.
Our building is just 100 years old,
yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The Northland.
We did the WBAY
thing
building.
At the Northland for the 100th anniversary.
Yeah. Right, right.
And it's that and Tarleton. Mm-hmm. And you guys all built exactly the same time in 100 years
ago. That was a cool time 100 years ago. We had a little bit of money, and you know, the Roaring Twenties was a true thing. It all went to hell in the 30s.
Were you mayor then?
Oh! You still got it. You still got it, Murph.
That's funny.
You still got it.
Look at the time. Thanks for coming in.
And we're continuing the legacy. I mean, bringing in Emerson, we talked a lot, like when you were first here, Emerson, just about getting involved in the community. And one of the first things we did was come on to your radio show.
Yeah.
And you've been involved and not only out doing stories, but also getting involved in the community and going out to talk to schools, too. You do that a lot, Emerson.
Yeah, lots of schools love to have us come in, talk about the career path and whatnot. They got to get the future news broadcasters and radio broadcasters out there, right? So a lot of kids are really interested and even kind of teach me a thing or two when it comes to streaming and all that stuff.
And then you tell them. The income, it's like, yeah, I'm going to look for something else.
Think of the ceiling, right? Think of the ceiling.
No, you guys are great.
You know, who was I talking to?
You can
to?
Leapfrog in that business.
Oh, Otis. There was Otis last night.
Yeah.
He came to our event.
Oh, okay.
And we were just talking, radio biz ain't like it used to be. And he said, you know what? Anybody that has a job on the air and radio, consider yourself fortunate.
At this point, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's amazing how the cutbacks have been in radio. Mm-hmm. Why is that? I don't know either.
I mean, technology allows it because now you can have two guys... You know, voice 25 radio stations.
Yeah.
So, you know, technology is a huge factor in that.
Todd does shows in London and Georgia and where else, Todd?
Here.
Oh, and here. Okay. But he does shows in London.
Sure.
In England.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty much the market, right? London, down Atlanta,
Georgia,
and Green Bay.
Yeah.
Can we hear your London accent?
Which leads me to say thank you to all the listeners, right?
Oh,
and our viewers who are loyal and understand the importance of local radio, local TV, and keeping our what's happening in our communities. I mean, you guys do an awesome job at that and really building that and letting people know what's happening.
Well, I think sometimes the local isn't covered like it can be. I mean, everybody gets the couple sentences, but to dig a little bit deeper, even like with Brad Toll on today, to really talk about, you know, some of the things that people are thinking about. And well, we have so many nonprofits, and this community works, as you guys know. I mean, you've been here long enough. The nonprofits is what make Green Bay work. And we've had everything, the Alzheimer's Association, which we supported last night at this event, and had the Red Cross on, and the community shelters. And it's just, are you finding that, Emerson? I mean, you're from, what, Milwaukee? Where are you from?
Yeah, the Milwaukee area, like a little bit north of Milwaukee.
Yeah, well, that's a cool city.
I mean, it is. And yeah, you're right, though. You find that everywhere you go, and it's such a welcoming community here. I've loved meeting so many people in the last year that I've been here, and it just continues.
The one thing you'll find about here, if you do your job right or whatever, and you're an okay guy, you'll be surprised at the devotion people will have. And Murph is a perfect example of that. My God, when Murph retired, you would have thought, you know, I mean, it's like the biggest story around for like a week or so. I mean, people do take you into their lives, into their daily routine, And the thing I try to tell young people is take that responsibility seriously. Mm-hmm. Screw off as much as you want, whatever, whatever. But always know this is really a big part of somebody's day in life. Isn't that the truth, Murph?
Well, absolutely. Every day. Absolutely.
Every day.
And that's the unique thing about local radio and our area in particular. I know back in the day when satellite was becoming a thing, everyone would ask, boy, satellite radio, you guys. How's it's not even a dent in what we do. Not even a dent.
Well, I remember, I don't know if it was Duke or some radio guy was talking to a thing, and he said, yep, the first time they said radio was dead was when the cassettes came out for car players putting cassette. No, first was the 8-tracks, then it was the cassette, then it was satellite radio, then it was the CDs, and you know what? Yeah, no.
Still here.
No.
So. Yeah.
Because if there's something happening, they go local right away.
Murph, you know what I still get on a regular, not a regular, but very often? Mm-hmm. I'll never forget listening to you guys on 9/11.
Yes, I get, absolutely.
I get that so many times, you can't believe it.
Everybody, first thing they say, Mino called it.
Yeah.
Mino called it.
Yeah.
Right away.
Actually, you know what Otis said? Otis was telling me he was getting a medical procedure.
Yeah.
So you can't have kids anymore.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And
at the time of the attack?
No,
just in case.
No.
Okay, it's not even 8 o'clock. It's 8:30. We've had mayonnaise on his microphone, and now he's talking about a vasectomy. Family show.
I know I should say the word. I don't know if
you're
That's because you didn't know the word.
Well, there's HIPAA laws about that. But he said the whole time, he said he's conscious while he's doing it, and the whole guy talked about how much he loved Mino Murphy and Katie, and he used to listen to them all the time.
Oh, sure.
And he's like, I'm like, could that be much worse than laying there getting cut up and then somebody talking?
Well, you know what could be worse?
What?
Is when I had mine. It was a student teaching sitch.
Oh.
So the guy goes, do you mind if I bring in a couple of students to walk?
What did you say okay? Because I said no.
Well, I said yeah.
Wow.
Well, what are you going to do? I mean, it's there to learn.
Go learn on Murphy.
Yeah. Well, they're there to learn. So I'm like, well, okay.
Because then you
whatever,
get the surgeon kind of showing off. Watch this. Yeah. I don't want him doing that with me.
You don't say a word. You don't know who I am.
I told you my story, though, too. Yeah, sure. A medical procedure that's not very comfortable.
Yeah.
Like what everybody doesn't want to get.
Yeah.
And they kind of dope you up a little bit first.
Yeah.
And the nurse goes, can I ask you?
That's called a colonoscopy.
Okay, Jim. I don't know the word. I don't like to say the words.
It's a big word. Yeah.
And remember, I could never say certain words. Certain words made me ooky. But anyway, the nurse leans on. She goes, can I ask you a question? I go, sure. She goes, are you from IXX? I go, she goes, I win the bet! As they take me down. For the...
Yeah.
It's Murphy.
No, I didn't think he looked that old.
Right, yeah.
Wow.
Well, that's radio. Wow. That's radio.
Yeah. Okay,
I recognize the voice.
Let's go back, though.
I recognize.
When I first started with you, you used to call me Grandpa because you thought I was so old. Wouldn't you love to be that age back again?
Oh, God,
I think
right?
I was like 42.
I know.
Like, wow, are you old?
Everybody, you were 42 when we were working together?
I think so. Why? Did I seem younger?
No, I thought you were older.
But Murphy, just for the record, everybody at Civic Media calls him Great Grandpa.
So. Well, all right.
Hey, speaking of what you guys do for community, I saw you guys yesterday about the Toys for Tots.
Yeah, Salvation Army.
I am shocked at the number of gifts. Go ahead, tell everybody.
That's awesome.
We had last year, I don't know the number, but our lobby, wall-to-wall toys, last year we collected, it was over 40,000 toys, the Marines said.
40,000.
And so, they were there yesterday from 6 in the morning till 8 at night. And talking just about community support, you were mentioning that, Jim, and I was going to say that is something that we have been doing, last call, we call it, the final day of the Toys for Tots. We've been doing that 20 years at WBAY, so super proud of everybody involved, and it's just a great effort and so fun. It was your first.
Yeah, first one to see it. There were people showing up in U-Hauls dropping off
no
toys,
kidding.
The Marines going out and about bringing the toys in. It was fantastic.
You want to feel community support. That's a place to walk around that lobby, because it's all new, unwrapped toys. It's like, and you can't feel Christmas there. You got some issues, because it's just unbelievable what the community does.
And those Marines,
do.
I remember at the Packer games, I used to have them up in the box afterwards. They do the toys drop there. Mm-hmm. And the Marines can give you every weapon in the world, can give you everything you need to win a war, everything, except anything that covers your ears. That's the only thing they don't issue. And those guys would come in, and their ears would just be bright red and steaming. And I said, how come you guys don't care? Well, we're not issued that, so we can't do it.
Well, they told us yesterday, because we were saying, it's so cold out there. They're in their dress blues, and everything.
That looks awesome.
They said, actually, we're hot. We're going in and out, in and out, in and out.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
But that's a tough breed when they just stand out there and collect those things in the cold.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yes. Well, Murph, just 1 minute before we send it to a quick break. What are some of the things that, from when you started in radio in Ishpeming, Michigan, or Two Rivers, or wherever, versus now, entirely different world, or...?
I don't know. I think people are the same. That sort of stuff is kind of right. The same mechanics of what we do is always the same. It's just more technology, really. That's basically changed, made our jobs easier. Every year, something made the job easier.
But your job, I can't believe what you guys used to do with the old reel-to-reels.
Oh, God.
Where you'd use a razor blade.
I used to cut tape between songs to edit the phone calls and hope the tape held. It was crazy.
I think what you said about, but at the end of the day, the people are still the same.
Yeah.
I
mean, they really are. People want to be treated doing it, presenting it.
With all this technology advancement, there's still a tremendous amount of stress and deadlines.
Let's take a time out and listen to this song real quick.
We got Senator Bright. What do you got going there for us, Steve? Oh, yeah. A little Boots with the Fur. Cat Lino's favorite song in 96. Whenever Murphy would want to tick me off, he'd play this song. Mac Edwards.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
This holiday season, Bank First in Oshkosh is proud to support the community as a Toys for Tots drop-off site. Located at 1159 North Kohler Street near Highway 41 and Omro Road, they're making it easy to spread holiday cheer to kids in need. Stop by with your new unwrapped toys and join them in making a difference. At Bank First, they're dedicated to giving back and building brighter holidays for everyone. Learn more at bankfirst.com. That's bankfirst.com. Bank First. Member FDIC.
The WISS High School Sports Calendar is brought to you by Zeroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub.
Here are some events for Oshkosh West teams. 9:30 a.m. on December 27th, boys wrestling faces multiple schools at UW Oshkosh in the Varsity Invitational. At 4:15, boys basketball competes against multiple schools at UW Stevens Point in the Varsity Invitational. Later at 5, girls basketball tips off versus multiple schools at Marshfield High School. Then on December 28th at 9 a.m., boys wrestling continues the Varsity Invitational versus multiple schools at UW Oshkosh. For more events and details, visit OWHSWildcats.com.
The WISS High School Sports Calendar brought to you by Zeroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub. Open to all those looking to break free from the tyranny of cheap pizza and powdered mac. Locally sourced from the community for the highest quality ingredients. Zeroni's.com. Get back to Zeroni's. You know, the Macaroni and Pizza Pub on Jackson Street in Oshkosh? They're back open under new ownership with all the familiar recipes you know and love. Enjoy the Zeroni's to-go lunch buffet. Fill up the box and they'll fill your drink all for just $11.50. Buffet to go. Zeroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub menu includes specialty mac and cheese, pizza, salads, appetizers, and desserts. The to-go menu is open Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 2. Zeroni's is back. 2407 Jackson Street. Zeroni's.com.
From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS.
Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor, live from the Simple Life Hospitality Party House at 1167 Shadow Lane, just across from Lambeau Field. John's in place, but I believe the mayor is in the restroom.
Yeah.
Can we take a live mic in there and see what's going on?
I think we can. But you know what? When Nikki was just yelling at me, Mino, we're on.
Yeah.
Murph, what did you say about 1,000 times when we worked together over the loudspeaker?
Yeah. Mino, we're on the air.
Mino to the studio.
Yeah.
Mino to the studio.
Yeah.
What's he doing?
Lord only knows.
Yeah. No one really knows. Yeah. I mean, it was just like disappearing in action all the time.
You just kind of wander.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, the mayor. Hey, Jim, you want to join us?
Hey!
Doing a live radio show here. You see what I have to deal with, people? Do you know what it's like to deal with somebody that doesn't pay attention and doesn't focus?
Oh, I hear you. Yeah.
How the tables have turned.
This is so great having you guys together. You know what's funny, though? Once you work closely in what we did, and it's such a part of your life. I mean, you're all getting up early in the morning, and you're spending time, and you're talking, and you're trying to bring something to the people. It does develop a kinship that will stay forever, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. We were just saying when we were in break that Emerson was just celebrating his one-year anniversary yesterday with WBAY. So congratulations.
Nice. And Brad Toll, 18 years yesterday with the VCB.
Awesome.
So yesterday was a big day, right?
Yeah, and it's so Interesting, because you spend so much time together. I think, like you said, John, doing a morning show. I mean, we're together for hours on air, 3 hours, more than that. And you just instantly...
Well,
you
know, I was about 2.5.
Yeah, 2.5.
Nah, hour 45.
Yeah.
Depends if I had a GB game the night before and went out.
Yeah. Felt a little more like 3 to 4 to 5 sometimes. But, you know, who's counting the hours? But
that was only because you had to keep kicking them to get them up.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. But, yeah, it's so true. And then you guys were involved in my wedding. And, you know, you were just... like part of my family, really. And then we talked about that, because you get together after not seeing each other for a while, and you just sort of pick up where you left off.
Right back to the same place.
Yeah.
You know, I still say the greatest thing I've in the media and all the things I've done was our trip to New York for Regis. That's still a highlight of my career. But I love this. Okay, Merv had never been to New York before. Okay. So we're in a hotel room, and he looks at us, oh my God! He goes, the Statue of Liberty is right down the street here. It was an inflatable Statue of Liberty.
No.
He thought it was the real Statue of Liberty. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
True Murph or not?
It looked real. It really did.
Was that after we out to dinner for cocktails?
I think it was.
Okay. I just was thinking maybe, you know.
Oh, my God. And you know what you talked about when you went to New York about how small the hotel rooms are?
Yes.
Murphy and I, our bed was like this. Wasn't that unbelievable?
Crazy. Not even half the size of this room.
Yeah.
Called an upgrade, Johnny. Yeah. You got to get upgraded.
We're
out
on
there.
The Midwest budget, though. So
that's right.
Yeah. Duke wasn't writing out any more checks.
No.
They were just lucky to be in town, right? Yeah. It was like, are we doing this live remote, or are we going to all go to New York together?
We had no idea what was going to happen.
Right.
None whatsoever. But I still get people on a regular basis talking about
that.
That
was a huge, huge deal. Yeah.
Unreal.
You know, it was kind of at that point, like a career decision for me. I think a lot of people were asking, well, are you going to leave? Are you going to go somewhere else? Are you going to go to the big city? And some things came up and I had some opportunities, but I was getting married at the time. And I always thought about, you know, being close to home, and I'm really glad to be here.
Yeah.
I mean, I grew up, you know, like a mile down the road in Eschwabenon. And so just
Reach had a crush on you. And then we said, dump Glenn, dump Glenn.
Okay. Let's be honest. The only reason was because my height, I was the right height.
The same size.
I was shorter than Regis and made him look tall.
Right. That's true.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Well, it's great you guys are here, and I just want to,
go ahead.
Just,
you bet.
We're here on behalf of Simple Life Hospitalities. And I don't know if you guys are renting your homes out for the draft. I am. And there's a company that's Turnkey. And Michael, come back here. You're sponsoring this. Just give us one more like pitch on Simple Life, because I think we're running out of time. I can't believe it's 8:55 already.
This,
you know what I mean?
What do you guys need?
Well, we just want to talk a little bit about why Simple Life.
I mean, what's going on here today? The rest of the day.
We got another 3 hours.
The rest of the day today, we have an open house here, so individuals who are looking to potentially rent their home out for the upcoming NFL draft, or even if just for leisure purposes, if you have own a second or third or fourth or fifth home, and looking to make some extra money, we're definitely the company to help you out from that perspective. A full service vacation rental home. We manage just slightly over 150 homes, primarily in Door County, North Woods, here in Green Bay, one in Lake Geneva, and two in Florida.
So, 1167 Shadow Lane, right across the street from the parking lot. We're going to be here till noon, Michael.
We're going to be here till
noon. There's plenty of food for you folks for free.
We have food. We have staff here to talk to you about what we're doing.
Right. And what you can do, you can do the linens, you can do the security system.
I did bring Jim some linens yesterday.
Jim's got a thing about linens.
He does.
He's got a fascination with linens. He has the most perfect linens. So
get this.
So Michael brings in the type they put in the bedding.
Okay. Well, no, these are from my former company, but they used to be put on the Fairmount Hotels beds.
Jim,
so they are pretty nice.
Happiest kid in America. Because he brought him linens.
Yeah. I went to a Unity Hospice resale store. It's a great, great place. I support them. I go there. And I went there the other day, and there were some really nice napkins, some linens. I'm like, wow, we have some of this stuff. And this would be great to add to our stuff at home. So I bought them, and then I was looking at my car. She goes, what are these? I said, I just bought them. She goes, I brought them there.
I knew they looked familiar. Yeah.
They did look familiar. I liked them. But anyway, so we're going to get some different linens. But thank you again for that.
Thank you so much.
You guys do it right. And they provide the coffee, Simple Life Coffee, and just a lot of nice things that people
want
to see.
Yeah, it's about creating an exceptional guest experience. You know, managing the home is one part of our business, but it's really, truly creating an exceptional guest experience so that people go back and they've made memories for a lifetime. So it's pretty exciting.
And again, 1167 Shadow Lane, easy to find, just right off of Lombardi. And what a great thing that you guys are doing, Michael.
Thanks
for hosting us.
No, thanks for having me.
This is great.
All right. Can I give Tammy the mic back real quick?
Have you talked about the NFL draft, what you're going to be doing? Are you covering that? Or what are they going to Murphy, you coming up for that?
I don't believe so, no.
we'll get
April? No.
No.
What'd you say? No, we'll get tickets because it's free. you tickets, man.
If you do, you can bring your dog over to Jim's. He's got the most spoiled dog in America.
Really?
He's a great dog. listens to our show.
All right, I'm sorry.
That's
he listens to our show, and he hates the sound of my voice. That's no lie.
I get that.
Okay, yeah, all right. Wow. Right.
Wow, still got it. Murph, my man, thank you.
Emerson.
Thank you very much, Tammy. Thanks for everybody coming down here today. Once again, until noon today, 1167 Shadow Lane. Come on down, find out more about it, and have some phenomenal food. Mind on the Mayor. See ya.
All right, what's up, Johnny?
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot. Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever there'd be like the red alert. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Lean left. Great. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Thank you for listening to WISS Berlin, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer, connecting the dots. New evidence appearing to link the suspect, 26-year-old Luigi Mangione, to the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Fingerprints on a water bottle, the same fake ID that was used at a New York hostel, and shell casings found at the site of the shooting that matched the gun found on Mangione. Questions over who is flying large drones over sensitive locations in the Northeast. Dozens of sightings reported since last month, including near President-elect Trump's Bedminster golf course. The Pentagon denies Iran is responsible. Right now on Wall Street, President-elect Trump ringing the opening bell at the New York Stock Exchange as it's announced that he'll be Time Magazine's 2024 Person of the Year.
The media's tamed down a little bit. They're liking us much better now, I think. If they don't, we'll have to just take them on again, and we don't want to do that. But I do want to thank Time Magazine. I've been on the cover many times. I don't know who has the record.
This is ABC News.